I'm saying, man, you pull a gun out on me, you getting whatever the f you want.
That's for sure the rule to tell the kids.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. To me, it's just me and my boy Matt. All right, the Philly Menace here as always. Hey man, what you got to say to the people?
Yo, welcome, man. I appreciate y'all coming joining us every week. You know what I mean? Just what we do. I ain't got much. Let's get into it.
Another week, man. It's been a busy week at work. It's been pretty chill at home, but that's all thankful. Like, that's the reason why I'm so thankful for my wife, because, you know, when it's a busy week at work, a lot of times I don't have the capacity when I get home to, you know, do everything that I need to be doing. But I'm grateful for her. Hey, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Not like, comment, and subscribe. Damn, I can't talk today. All right, but we're going to go ahead. We're going to talk about some shit. Hey, Mac, I just wanted to see what you're going to do in this situation, brother.
Let's get it.
Did you get it? Did you see what happened?
Nah.
So he planned a prank.
Not at all.
He planned a prank on his boy, right? When he poured water in his mouth, but watch his gestures after he poured the water in. So look, he poured the water in homeboy mouth. And then he started gesturing like he put his meat on his lips.
Oh, I ain't seen none of that.
Yeah,
I ain't seen none of
it. So then homeboy started chasing him with the gun out. It was that valid.
Then is it valid to chase him with the gun?
I mean, do you think that crash out reasonable?
That's legit. I mean, because I don't know, man. You put your meat on my mouth, dog. That's crash out. Well, that's fucking, I don't know, man. That I'm trying to think. No,
I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's like,
I think that's one of them situations.
Like, if we're friends, we're not even friends no more.
I think that's one of them situations where, like, even if you shoot homeboy, like, the cops will be like, all right, well, that's kind of valid because you thought you were sexually assaulted type shit.
Yeah, I mean, because shit, man, like, I'm dead ass. Like, we're not friends no more. I don't even know, bro. Maybe the gun is a little bit excessive. I don't know. In that moment, man, I'm trying to think, like, in that moment, he might catch it. I might just shoot him in the leg or something just because, you know what I mean?
Shit. Yeah, I was going to say,
that's
like,
great.
I don't think no judge will convict you on that one. Just because, like I said, that's sexual assault, brother.
And then you got it on tape, so I'm straight. God damn. I don't know, man. I'll play them games, though, to be honest with you.
Got you. Hey, so before we go ahead, we get into the podcast, right? The segments that we got. I want to play a clip for you. And I just kind of want to see what your take on it, bro.
Girl, y'all benefited from... Yeah, the CBA is coming up. I can't wait. Girl, y'all benefited from everything. Y'all youngins benefited from NIL.
What does that mean? We deserve more. Everybody.
I agree.
Everybody.
I agree with that. But we got to get face the consequences.
Y'all got to like, deal with something.
But the woman coming in, what, not this year, but next year.
Yeah.
The ones coming this year will still be on the rookie contract again. Mm-hmm. The ones that the year after, they're going to get more. They probably going to be making more than us.
Oh, they are.
I'm hurt.
They are. Like, yeah. I've been in the meetings. They are.
I need to get in the meetings.
You need to come to the meetings.
I need to get in the meetings because I'm hearing, like, yeah, they don't give us, if y'all don't give us what we want, like, we said yeah, no.
That's a possibility for real.
Yeah.
So how you feel about the WNBA staging a sit out or a strike?
I mean, I might get dunked on for this, but who gives a fuck about the WNBA? Don't get me wrong, like maybe they should get paid a little bit more, but do they fucking understand how motherfuckers get paid? If nobody's watching it, you can't get paid that much. I don't even know when the WNBA season start. I don't know when that motherfucker end. I don't know anybody in the WNBA other than herself and Caitlin Clark, right? Because those are the big name being pushed, right? I'm being honest. I don't know shit about the WNBA at all. That shit's fucking trash. You watch it, it's trash to me. I mean, that's all I'm gonna say. I mean, they can barely touch the rim. Like, what is exciting about fucking the WNBA basketball? It's a smaller ball, right? The same size rim. They should be draining that shit all day. And that should be boring. Like, her ass particularly shouldn't be talking shit. I've been watching her ass miss fucking putback layups consistently all the goddamn time. You should be happy with the fuck you get. That's just my take. I don't know. Fuck.
Hey,
WNBA trash.
Hey, to be fair, though, right, so Caitlin Clark is the biggest draw in the WNBA. You know how much her rookie contract was worth?
I don't know.
That shit was worth 71 grand. $71,000 is Caitlin Clark got her rookie contract.
All right, so that's bullshit. So I do agree, right? Like, I'm sure they're making enough to where these superstars in their league shouldn't be making 71 grand, bro. That's ridiculous. That's a motherfucker fitting pipes out here. You know what I mean? A motherfucker putting together a couple of electricity fucking wires. You know what I mean? They should get paid more than that. I knew they got paid around the 70 grand because I used to relate that to like how much I get paid. You know what I mean? I'm like, I get paid just as much as a WNBA basketball player. You know what I mean? But I'm saying they live in a life, though. They travel.
Like, yeah, because I saw this picture, right, or this meme, and it was like, it was comparing her pay or Caitlin Clark's pay to Wembanyama. And he's making like 15 mil. She's making 71 grand. And I want to say that she had a bigger impact for the WNBA than Wemby had in the NBA. And I do think her pay should reflect that. I do think that they should get a little bit more than what they're getting, but I think that's not going to come until once the viewership really starts to get to get a little bit better. I mean, plain and simple, that's how businesses work. You can't get more than what the league is making right now.
Exactly. And that's what, I mean, my take on it was for the most part, like, y'all can't be trying to get paid if you're not pulling viewers. And like I said, don't get me wrong. I know it's a lot of people that's into the WNBA. I just don't find it interesting to myself. So I'm not watching.
I'm not gonna lie. It's the same for me too.
And at no point I've been like, yo, at no point in my life I've ever said, hey, yo, you know, Caitlin Clark playing tonight. I gotta catch that game. Right? It's never been a time for no WNBA basketball at all. And I ain't dunking on the WNBA. If you like it, you like it. It's just not my flavor of sports.
I mean, yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, but like I said, Caitlin Clark's the draw, and she should be the standard, right? I think she should be the highest paid player in the league, even though they don't necessarily feel that way yet. She's coming to the league humble. She deserves the pay. The crazy part is I never hear Caitlin Clark out there talking. But she also has all the endorsements and all the other stuff going on. So I know she's getting her money and deservedly so. The only person you ever hear speaking is like folks like Angel Reese, who people are always very critical of. I mean, like I said, I think what she's saying is kind of valid, but don't ever compare y'all's pay to the NBA's pay.
At all. At all. It's not even close. But the pay should be a little bit closer than 15 mil versus 70. That's ridiculous. 70,000 is what I'm trying to say. 15 mil compared to $70,000. That's crazy. I think they should at least get a half mil. I mean, but like again, I don't know what the viewership's like and the sponsor. You know, I mean, because that's what matters, you know, who's sponsoring the games. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Got you. What's going on? We are back. All right. And we just had my bro B hop on here. All right. Better late than never, but never late is better, like Drake would say. All right. But anyway, we're going to go ahead. We're going to get back into what we was talking about. All right. So I was talking about how frat dudes are kind of weirdos, right? And let me go ahead and share this article. All right. Let me see here. All right, so this happened down in Louisiana at Southern University. All right, a student was dead after an off-campus fraternity ritual. All right, so the initial autopsy results are in for 20-year-old Southern University student who was reportedly taking part in a fraternity ritual off campus when he collapsed and later died. Members of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity were reportedly carrying out a ritual where pledges stand in line when the students collapsed. Right, according to the East Baton Rouge Parish Coroner's Office, the cause and manner of the death are currently undetermined and pending further study and testing. All right, the student identified as Caleb Wilson of Kenner, Louisiana, was a member of the Human Jukebox or the school's marching band. All right, so this young man, he was going to college, trying to do better, and trying to join into a fraternity, and he died. All right. I know that article is a little bit old, but the current finding is that they were doing one of their rituals where, you know, the pledges had to stand in line and they were pretty much hitting him in the chest. And unfortunately, Caleb Wilson passed away from that. But I just kind of wanted to get y'all take on, you know. Like, do y'all think fraternities are good? Like, I know for the most part, fraternities are good. All right. And you can't bunch one bad apple in with all of them. But I don't know, man. I just always had, like, I just feel like the fraternity thing has always been weird to me. I don't really understand it. So maybe y'all think of it a little bit differently than I do, but I think this shit is all weird.
I mean, I ain't never been to college, so that's just all. I don't know much about it either. I'm just like you, but from my perspective, what I've always seen, that shit is a bunch of fucking, I don't know. It seems goofy, right? But I do understand what they're doing, right? They look out for one another. You're a part of the fraternity. We're always gonna look out for you if they have a business, like a society, right? One of those societies, right? To where, hey man, my brother is down and out. We have a job position open. He might not be qualified for it, but we're gonna give it to him. Stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? Which I always think was wrong anyways, right? I would rather you choose the best person for the job, but such is life, man. Some people don't like to have a community like that, you know what I mean? But other than that, the shit's weird. This is my take.
Yeah, I feel like they be taking that shit to the next level. It'd be it's just overrated, overstimulated. It's too much going on, man. I ain't, yeah, that's unfortunate though. Rest
But
in peace.
the shit is just a fucking game. That's all it is. It's the same shit. You're getting jumped in, right? And then you're part of,
It's a school game.
right? You know, an educated gang. Fucking bunch of fucking nerds in a gang. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say that, but a bunch of educated gang members.
Well, and that's always been the thing to me is like it's fine. It's like me, if I want to be your friend, I shouldn't have to get my ass beat to be your friend. I always thought that way of thinking to me was always kind of weird. I understand. So when we're talking about gang culture, right? I understand the reason why, like, if you in a gang, you would need to get beat up in order to be in this group. But for a fraternity where everybody's supposed to be learning, Me personally, I don't understand that. It's like we're supposed to be highly educated. We over here beating each other's ass, like for what?
To some extent, I think I get the reason why, right? To see if you're not going to quit. And then they know you can go through hardships with us, right? We know you're not going to bend nor fold, right? So to some extent, that's what they're trying to get at, right? To see if you're worthy to stand with us, right? You have to be able to go through certain things. Know what I mean? Because if they do something wrong and the cops pull up, you know what I mean? They ain't going to snitch on one of them. That's what, to some extent, that's what I think they're getting out of.
What the fuck are we worried about people snitching for? If we in school and we trying to do this game, like we're in this game for the betterment of ourselves and for the members in the game. Like, why do we have to worry about that?
Hey
Why
man, that's what it's like.
should their initiation rituals be the same as a game? Like, to me, that don't make any sense.
To be honest with you,
Because they're
we are uneducated when it comes to it though, because that is not a game. It's not a gang, but I get what you're saying. It is like a gang, but it's not a gang. It's, I don't know the definition of it. We have to pull up the fraternity definition.
What I'm saying is it's the same thing, just like a gang, right? Because they're gonna be doing illegal shit, but not the like illegal shit that regular gangs go through. They're talking about like money laundering and you know what I mean?
Like I do want to get educated on that, 'cause like what I know the step team and all that, but like all the other shit, like I don't.
All right, so a gang by definition is an organized group of criminals, a set of switches, socket. All right, that's a different definition, but an organized group of criminals. All right, so looking at the definition for fraternity, right? It's a group of people sharing a common profession.
Organized group of criminals.
It's a group of people sharing a
Ahead.
common profession or interest. That sounds almost identical. And those are
Right, man.
Oxford definitions right there. I mean, of course, like I said, I'm not
I
shitting
mean, that's what I'm
on
saying, man.
like I'm not shitting on the frats, bro. What I'm saying is y'all's initiation ritual shouldn't be the same as a gang that's predicated on criminal enterprise. It shouldn't be the same.
But that's what I'm trying to say. They do criminal shit. Like, if I'm getting you a job that you're not qualified for, right? That's nepotism, which is, I mean, to some extent, it's illegal. So you can't do that. It's all about who's being qualified, and they're just going to push their brother ahead of most people. You know what I mean? Even if he's not qualified enough to do the job. It's just like what we see in these government stuff that's going on, right? You have an unqualified people in job positions. They're just being appointed because you may know somebody. You know what I mean? And that's not networking, which a lot of people like to say it's networking. That shit is not networking. Fucking you fucking putting forth somebody that you know to run something that they barely know anything about. And that shit is illegal. Right?
Well, all right, so a big saying
Well,
that I have, and right, and I'm gonna sound kind of uneducated, but hear me out, right? The qualifications for everything that we have in this country, in this world, is all made up based off of some organization that says that it's predicated on some other bullshit, right? So like I can say I'm a doctor based off of the school that I went to, or because I got this degree. I don't know, I kind of see it a little bit differently, bro. I see what you're saying, but to me, all that shit is made up. And I don't know. I don't know. It sounds hella uneducated, but
you're talking about qualifications?
yes.
All right, so that's crazy. So he's trying to say anybody can be a lawyer. You don't have to go to school to be a lawyer. You don't have to pass a bar or nothing like that. So you can just, hey man, I mean, I'm good enough to represent you in the court of law. Being that I don't know shit about the court of law or terms related to the court of law, but I'm going to represent you. I mean, I don't know. I think I need you to be qualified to represent me in a court of law that's going to jeopardize my entire life, right? And you're just saying it's a made up qualification or somebody doing brain surgery, right? Because now you're a medical doctor specialized in brain surgery, and I'm just going to have some random dude that went to college for communications, All right, just gonna go in there and just start working on my brain. I don't think some of the stuff is made up. I just think you have to take particular classes for certain things. It's like, yeah, some jobs you don't need it, but there are some that require some specialty training. And I think when you're talking about the government and running stuff, right, you have to have at least a degree in psychology or something to understand how people operate. And again, that's just my take on it, right? When you're dealing with people, you have to understand how people operate.
Got you. I mean, yeah, that's gonna be a conversation that we could have like at a later time, but I'm gonna agree to disagree just because I don't necessarily agree with that. But just back on what we were talking about.
It's all good. So
No, it's all good. Yeah. I'm kind of working, like my internet's kind of moving slow, so I know I'm kind of lagging behind y'all a little bit, but the topic at hand was the frat guys. I think that shit is weird. I think that y'all should change the way that you onboard new individuals, because if you're doing the same thing that the gangs are doing for initiations, then I think that's outdated and I think it's fucked up. I mean, and that's what I'm gonna say about that in closing. But what y'all got to say about it?
yeah, I mean, I'm right along with you on that. Like, you guys, I mean, you're in college, man.
Same here, bro. Hell yeah.
All right,
Listen.
hey. But right now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into our valid or fuck out of here segment. We watch a video and we discuss whether what happened in said video is either valid or if that person needs to get the fuck out of here. All right, let me go ahead and play the first video.
So for my birthday, all I wanted to do was go to a damn pizza place that was 4 hours away. All right. I woke up on Saturday and said, you know what would be nice? If we went to that pizza place, let's just make a day trip out of it. We'll drive up there. We can have dinner. We can be home by midnight. That was the plan. And Haley said, well, baby, let's just get a hotel while we're up there and just make a whole trip out of it, a whole weekend thing. Yeah. You ready for this shit? So we get up there and they're like, oh, let's do that tomorrow night. You know, we're tired. Let's just go eat somewhere else right now. So we just went and got some fast food, went back to the hotel, swum in the pool next day, putt-putt, all the rides, all the shit that the kids wanted to do. Granted, this is what the reason we're going up here is to get damn pizza. That was the whole reason to go there, get to the damn pizza place. Haley says, you know what sounds good for lunch? Paula Deen's restaurant. I've never ate there. I've always wanted. Well, we did. And you said, you know, we'll go eat pizza that night. Sure enough, after we eat Paula Deen's, shit, I'm stuffed. I ain't gonna be able to eat. We're just gonna have to come up here another time and go to the pizza place. I shit you not. We drove 4 hours, did all the shit that they wanted to do. The one reason we went up there is to go get damn pizza. We didn't even get the shit.
I'll take you, Laura.
It ain't even, it's not even the fact now, Haley. And then, to top it all off, we pass it, we drive on home, we get home, and Haley says, you know what? I was wanting to say it, but I didn't want to say it when we passed it. I could have went for that pizza place when we passed it, but you didn't say anything. I said, well, no, I was over the shit then.
All right, so is he valid or is she valid?
What's wrong with that beat?
Neither one on valid. I mean, man, that's all I kept hearing was pizza, that pizza, that pizza. And man, whatever about the pizza, they should have grabbed the pizza, man. But no, I get it. What he asked her, but basically, like, he asked her, did she want the pizza? And when before he passed the pizza, then she didn't want the pizza until he actually passed the pizza, actually, until he was getting home, right? That's
No,
what I got
so
out of.
what happened was, right, it was the man's birthday, right? For his birthday, all he wanted for his birthday was to go out to this place and to get this certain pizza that he really liked. All right, but they get in the car, they go to get the pizza, but when they get there, the wife's like, all right, well, I'm tired, so let's wait until tomorrow to get the pizza. Tomorrow comes around, they go to do stuff for the kids. And then they go to the restaurant, the Paula Deen restaurant. The man didn't get his pizza, and he ended up having to go home without said pizza, right? Even though it was his birthday, the whole reason they went up there, they traveled like a few hours to be there to get the pizza for the man. He didn't even get the pizza. He just did whatever it is that his wife and his kids wanted up there.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, I look at it because I didn't know how to say valid over fuck out of here. But his wife need to get the fuck out of here because that man's birthday, he was valid for what the fuck he had to say, right? Because the man drove 4 fucking hours for a slice of pizza. I get it. Y'all got there late the night, right? Y'all had some fast food. Maybe the pizza joint was closed. The fucking first thing the next day should have been scheduled around fucking pizza. You know, I mean, it's the man's birthday, man. He ain't want shit but some motherfucking pizza. And that's crazy. You know what I mean? Just some pizza, man. So it's
Man,
about.
get the man some pizza, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what?
I mean, just plain and simple. Most of the time, man, we just want some simple shit all the time. And it's like we don't ask for much. You can tell that dude, he's just a regular dude. And as a man, you know, a lot of times you gotta eat. Like you just gotta eat it. Like whenever life throws shit at you, when it comes to your wife, when it comes to your kids, you just gotta eat it. And unfortunately, well, no, it's not unfortunate. It's the man's birthday. If that's all he was asking for, I mean, and this goes into, you know, picking a better partner, right? Just your partner should hold that as like a high level, like, hey, this is important to him. Like, this man wants a slice of pizza. Let's go get the pizza and then we can bounce. Like, even if it was late the first day, at least if she would have made the offer, like, you know, baby, I'll grab the pizza for you. If you really want me to. Of course, as a good man, he's gonna say no that first night, but that next morning, like Max said, first thing you should do is get a pizza.
But I bet you she gave him that recycled ass pussy though. Think it was gonna settle everything. Fuck out of here. That man want fucking pizza. Yeah, if I give him this recycled ass TBI, but you could tell like she runs that motherfucking house because you heard how she interjecting this fucking video. He's like, yeah, I know we did that. Like, nah, I'd be like, nah, bitch, I want my fucking pizza.
The laughing is what
Fuck
pissed me
that,
off.
Paula Deen.
The laughing is what pissed me off because it's like you are cackling, like dying laughing. And I know this man, he's like in a joking mood, joking about it, but it bothered him because he brought it up.
She ain't posted for no reason.
All right, so second valid or fuck out of here video. Yeah, I'm gonna play this clip for y'all. Now, this is some crazy ass shit.
In 1999, Mike Anderson walked into a Missouri Burger King, pulled out a gun, and walked out with over $2,000. 2 months later, police would track down Anderson and charge him with armed robbery. In 2000, a jury would unanimously find Anderson guilty and would ultimately sentence him to 13 years in the Missouri State Prison System. Anderson, however, was released on a $25,000 bail while his defense team appealed the conviction. In 2002, the appeal was shot down by the Missouri Supreme Court, and Anderson's bond was revoked, meaning it was finally time for Anderson to begin his 13-year sentence behind bars. After hearing the news from his attorney, Anderson accepted his fate and began waiting for police to issue a warrant. Problem was, a couple days of waiting turned into a month, which turned into a year, which turned into a decade, and the police never came. During this time, Anderson's lawyer, who was just as baffled as Anderson himself, told his client to just continue living his life, reassuring him it was up to the police to issue the warrant. So Anderson did just that. Over the next 11 years, he would get married, renew his driver's license, vote in political elections, and even found his own construction business. By the time 2013 had came around, Mike Anderson had put his life of crime completely behind him and was now a stand-up citizen. However, his past was about to catch up to him. See, when Mike was scheduled to be released from prison in 2013, the prison system realized a major clerical error had been made and that Mike Anderson had never been locked up in the first place. This prompted police to issue an arrest warrant on the now seemingly rehabilitated Mike Anderson, and on July 25th of 2013, Mike was taken into custody. Just a few months into his incarceration, Anderson filed an appeal of sorts, arguing the 13-year delay in serving his sentence violates the due process and falls under a form of cruel and unusual punishment. This would become the largest legal battle of Anderson's life, and in April of 2014, with the prosecution in agreement, a judge granted the release of Mike Anderson and credited him with time served between 2000 and 2013. Today, Anderson is in his late 40s and continuing to make the most of his second chance at freedom.
All right, so him getting out of prison, or him, you know, his whole situation, do you think he valid or should he be in jail? Should he get the fuck out of here?
That was some crazy. That was some crazy ass shit. That's a crazy ass story. But hey man, what you doing your past to catch up to your future? That prison system, bad motherfucker. So that's what did the red flag. That's crazy. But hey, he only did a year, man. It's armed robbery. That whole 5 to 15. Shit. He only did a year. You better be glad.
I say that shit's valid because he's probably been waiting this whole time. So like nigga, the motherfucker nervous the entire time, like shit, they gonna come for me at any time. You know what I mean? So I think it's valid. Like he shouldn't go to jail. You know what I mean? I think he served his time, man. They fucked up, not me. I accepted my fate.
Yeah.
I think he's straight. That's just on me.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Hearing the story, I can't even go against it. It's like this is one of them situations where y'all fucked up and he didn't fuck up. Like he went to court, y'all let him out. And y'all forgot. It's not like I'm going to call you and say, hey, y'all forgot to bring me back to prison. Like, fuck no.
Hey, I owe y'all 13. Y'all ain't going to get me yet. Shit. Fuck that. Yeah, hey, bug.
I'm going to be real. I'm going to be real, bro. In a way, I think they owe him money.
For what?
Because, bro, like, just imagine if you living out there, you have to live with a certain level of stress and a certain level of like, these motherfuckers is going to catch me at some point. Like, they're going to figure out that this error was made and they're going to come and get me. You have to live with a certain level of stress that's on you. And I think he honestly deserves some money from that.
Now, I think the stress is what that's what fucking caused the, that's what I'm saying. Like, he at some point, he's like, damn, they're going to come get me. So I think that stress is time served, man. The man made a business. The man voted. That shit was crazy to me. Man, going to vote and everything. Shit. Hey, he's straight. I mean, I think it's valid. He's good.
Got you.
I don't know.
Hey, B, you think he valid?
Hold on, I know it's going to be a nigga that's been locked up. Like, that was locked up, going to be like, fuck out of here. Nigga, I had to serve my time. Lock this nigga up.
Yeah, he valid. He valid because shit. He right, the stress, all that stress and shit just from being on the run. But at the same time, like I said, armed robbery hold 5 to 15, and that's a plea deal on the 5. So, like, that shit hold a lot of time. He be fucking blessed, man. But he valid.
Yeah, they said he had 13.
He had 13 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
They said when the 13 years came, they about to let this motherfucker out. He wasn't even in there.
Wow, I ain't never heard no shit like that, but I done heard some wild prison stories. Like, yeah. I know somebody right now that's, like I said, I don't know if I told y'all, but I know somebody right now that's doing 65 years and he's fucking not guilty.
He said he pled guilty?
I don't know what he pled. He not guilty. He got convicted guilty.
Mm. That's crazy.
And he didn't do the shit. He didn't kill a girl. He didn't do it. Niggas in prison for that shit. 65 years. When I heard that shit, I'm like, damn.
So that's what I'm saying. If they can prove he ain't do it, why you still in it?
That means shit, you gotta get the appeal and all that shit. You got a motherfucker that just came home from prison that's on parole. And it's a dead body in the house with him.
See, then he need to get
that. Then he off them drugs. He done moved the motherfucking body.
No. Oh. Yeah,
he didn't kill her though. He didn't kill her. He fucked up.
The thing he did is call the cops.
Yeah, man, listen, you know niggas be thought he didn't kill a girl though. He woke up like, damn, I got a dead body in my motherfucking house.
understand that, but like, ignorance is not an excuse for shit. They gonna lock your ass up. You shouldn't have touched that motherfucker. Call a cop.
I get it 100%, but like, give him a couple years for a 65 is crazy.
I mean, nah, because he's the one that looked like he the one that committed the murder, unfortunately. And yeah, just from the way that you
Look
talk,
like he did it because he moved.
yeah, because like if you didn't call the cops and
The
you
way
didn't
I look.
body, you look suspicious. It's the way that you look.
And if you did some shit like that, you didn't call the cops, you're not trustworthy at all. Like, you might kill somebody else and do the same shit if you can get away with
Yeah,
it.
that shit is wicked. Like, it is, but at the end of the day, he didn't kill a girl. He didn't kill her. He
I
knew.
get that. So
He
you
didn't even
shouldn't
know
get
who killed.
65. You should get about 15.
He just a thorough retarded ass nigga. Like, you gotta understand who he is too.
I get that, but that shit ain't gonna
Not,
hold
and
up in
that's the
court
thing,
saying
bro.
he's a thorough dude and you gonna call me a cop.
And that's the thing too, bro. It's like if just because you drunk and you if you drunk and you get behind the wheel and you kill somebody, same concept, bro.
No, I'm saying like mentally. I'm not talking about off no drugs and that, just mentally. Like, motherfuckers be thawed mentally, so like
Got
key
it.
sanity is real.
I believe it. I believe everything you're saying.
I just find it fucked up. That's for real.
No, I got you. Hey, but
All this shit fucked up. He did that shit. He did the armed robbery and got off.
hey, so I don't know if y'all saw, but. LeBron James got all pissed off at Stephen A. Smith. And Stephen A. Smith kind of spoke on the
That
situation.
was LeBron James coming up to me, unexpectedly, I might add, to confront me about making sure that I mind what I say about his son. Can't repeat the words because they ain't suited for FCC airwaves. That's what he was doing. I thought long and hard about this over the last few hours because I had no intentions, Molly, of talking about this at all.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because it was a one-on-one, I wouldn't say a conversation, but it was a one-on-one confrontation. But then I wake up and everybody from ESPN and my agent and everybody else were sending me that this thing had gone viral. And so ultimately it was unavoidable, and that is why I have to discuss it now. That wasn't a basketball player confronting me. That was a parent. That was a father. And I can't sit here and be angry or feel slighted by LeBron James in any way in that regard. By all accounts, he's obviously a wonderful family man and a wonderful father who cares very, very deeply about his son.
All right, so I'm gonna stop it right there, right? Just because the clip's gonna run like extra long. But the biggest thing is Stephen A. Smith, he was confronted by LeBron about the critiquing and the things that he had to say about his son in regards to playing in the NBA and just him critiquing his son. But I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all think LeBron is valid in checking Stephen A. Smith, or do you think he should get the fuck out of here with that?
Hey man, y'all know I'm a LeBron James fan. Need to get the fuck out of here with that. I'm a LeBron and Bronny fan, but he gotta get the fuck up out of here. Like, your son is in the public eye, man. Listen, he's up for scrutiny just like everybody else. Don't get me wrong, he get a little bit more because of who he is, right? But LeBron have to understand that. You know what I mean? That's how people are gonna perceive it, as in him fucking getting a ride onto the league, but yeah, he gotta get the fuck up out of here. You know what I mean? Like, your son can catch it just like everybody else. You put him on social media, put him on the fucking in the internet, he gonna catch it just like everybody else.
Hey man, I'm not agreeing with this shit.
Hey.
I'm not agreeing with that. It's like LeBron is valid. And actually, what's crazy, when I seen the shit the first time, that shit touched my heart, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm riding for mines. But really, though, I get what you're saying. And you got to get who Stephen A. Smith is. They paying him $96 million every 4 or 5 years to do this. You know what I'm saying? So he's being paid to do what he do. But LeBron, he stood up for his son. Hell yeah, he valid, man. I be talking about my son. And you got to understand the shit that Stephen A. Smith be saying about Bronny. Like,
I know. That's what I'm saying. I know it's a little bit excessive. But it's
because right. Of and that's the end of discussion. You go, you see how big Bron is over him. You don't want to do that to him. he looking down like a kid.
But it is facts though. I mean, that's why I give Stephen A. I don't fuck with Stephen A. up until this point because that he showed that he's a grown man too. Like he's like, listen, he had my number. All of his agents got my number.
Man, fuck all that. You on TV talking shit. I'm not about to find your number when I see you. Like Birdman said, when I see you, you know what I'm saying? Or a trio of y'all. I gotta see you face to face. This is not no call situation. You talking about my son, bro. Like, stop playing with me, bro. You talking about my child. And like they say, bro, you know who Bronny is? Like, have a conversation with him. Understand who he is. He's still a kid in the head. Like, not really a kid, but like he's a good, you know what I'm saying? He ain't nobody even be talking about like that. Just cause he LeBron's son. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I'm not with that shit, bro. Bron Valid, Stephen A. Smith.
Bron gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna be honest.
It is what it is. Bron, just get the fuck out of here. What's that? So,
the reason I say that, right, is because your son is your son is a professional athlete now, making millions of dollars. He can be critiqued just like every other athlete on that floor can be critiqued. I mean, of course, Stephen A., he might be saying some stuff where he adding a little extra sauce to it, but you know
what if it was your son?
He got to eat that, bro. That's what you get the millions of dollars for. You got to eat that.
Bro. Exactly. And it ain't a little bit of sauce. It's a lot of extra sauce.
I'm just saying, like, the trash talk, though, he's trash. Like, he's not trash. He's just not NBA developed.
He a 55th pick, man. Like, what people not getting out of that?
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm kind of mad. I'm kind of mad Bryce ain't come out first. Because y'all, I don't think people be doing this to him.
I mean, Bronny ain't that bad for a 55th.
No, Bronny not bad at all. He's just not NBA developed. I feel like, yeah, that's how I feel, bro.
Well, so what Mac said earlier.
I mean, they just mad because who was dad?
What Mac was saying earlier about being being qualified for the position, Bronny's not qualified yet. Right? I feel like he still needed a couple years of development, and that's kind of where he stands on that. It's like, well, you're not necessarily qualified to be in that position. Of course, what I said earlier, I said you don't necessarily need to be qualified, but you in a league with grown men, bro. You have to take the critiques that come with that. And it don't matter who's doing the job. If you're doing it on a professional level, you're going to be critiqued for it.
All right, so the man is qualified, man. He's in the G League running some of these dudes, right? What I'm saying is he's the 55th pick, and this is researchable. We'll find any 55th pick that was a fucking superstar in the league. It ain't none. It ain't none, right? So, well, let me not say that. Because second round, when they talk about second round all-stars, it's only been like four of them, five of them. We talked about this already. Second round, that bit got picked in the second round. The kid is the 55th freaking pick, bro. Who do you think most of these dudes that sit on the bench that do nothing and don't get criticized for shit?
Them 55th picks.
Exactly. They just sit there and all
the
they
G League is, ain't nothing but 88 picks and 66 picks.
Exactly. It's just that some of them might have potential, right? And you're going to determine that while they're in the G League. All right, we can move him up. He can play with the big boys, right? That's what the G League is for. It's those fucking 40-something picks to the 88 picks.
But it's crazy because LeBron can keep breaking records and doing. He just did 50,000 points. Ain't nobody ever did that shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's crazy because, like, even when both his sons get to the league and he's still in the league playing with both, these motherfuckers still gonna be hating. So, LeBron, keep doing you, man. Don't let Stephen A. Smith knock you off your square. We never seen LeBron get knocked off his square for real, unless he flopping or some shit. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't getting knocked off his square, bro.
I mean, I understand the family thing, but, like, he should have known that shit was coming. He should know it was coming. He should have prepared himself, right? So He's always on all these.
Stephen A. Smith be digging though, bro. He be digging hard, bro. Like he be digging.
But that's
hard.
How they make their money. Yeah, you have to understand that too. Like what?
Nah, he be digging a little too hard though, bro. Like I don't know, bro. It's like it's personal. You already know he don't like LeBron though, so it be like personal shit.
You know the crazy thing? I don't think they hate LeBron. I think they know, right? This is what's gonna get us paid. I bet you once he retired, they flip all that shit. Most of them, right? I'm not gonna say all of them. Most of them, because they know that's where the money is at. That's where the cash cow's at. Think about this: Cleveland and OKC is running the NBA right now, right? Yeah, I should've... And all they talk about is fucking the Lakers and the Celtics, right?
The Celtics running shit too. They just fucked the fucking Lakers up last night, bro.
Yeah, but they're not with Cleveland right now.
I don't know about all that, brother, but that'll be another talk for another day, man.
The East
running shit right now for sure.
But all I'm getting at is it's two teams that's fucking doing out of this world things right now, and they're not being spoken about. They're talking about damn LeBron James because you know what? He's the fucking GOAT.
And then at the end of the season, shit, you got everybody not doing shit in the playoffs. The Thunder don't do shit. Cleveland don't do shit.
That's what they're saying, but I mean, we can't determine that until that
this
shit happens.
This is season talk. This season talk we're talking about right now. This ain't even playoff LeBron. LeBron playoff ain't even turned up. They know what's about to happen. So they got Luka over there. Man, they're gonna put Bronny in at the they gonna make it to the championship. Bronny gonna get in. Drop 20.
All right. I think that's a good spot to end the Valor the Fuck Out of Here segment.
Yeah, we.
Yeah, I'm about to say we went a little long, but it's all good. I know how passionate everybody get about Brian on this show, so it's always good.
Man, love LeBron. We love LeBron over here.
That's the GOAT, man. I'm going to fuck what y'all got to say. Let me stop, man.
Before I talk about that one. And so recently there was a young man, he looked like he was like in, let me see. I think he's a high schooler. Let me not get to lie. So a mother says her son was shot and killed over a pair of prescription Cartier glasses. Right, when someone attempted to rob him, he refused to hand over his glasses. I just wanted to ask y'all, so just looking at this, the first thing for me, it honestly broke my heart. Right, just hearing, you know, a kid being killed over some material thing, right? And then I go and I look in the comments, right? And one of the comments says, "Well, why are you sending your son to school in Cartier glasses, blah blah blah?" And I'm like, "Well, what? My son can't wear nice things because your son ain't got nice shit." And it made me start to think about a deeper conversation, right? But I wanted to ask y'all, like, what are some things that you're going to teach your kids about when it comes to, like, if they go to school real fly and just how they live their life? You know what I'm saying? Like, robberies and things of that nature. Like, what are some rules that you have for your kids or some things that you want to instill in them about when it comes to them being robbed and things of that nature?
First off, wherever these people from, they can't be from Detroit. Because that shit happened all the time out here. Motherfuckers get killed for Cardis like it's nothing. So that's not unheard of, but it's a time and a place for things. If you know all the kids that's in the school with your child, that just pay attention to what they got on. You know they ain't got what your kid got, or you know, like, you know you're not living where your kid's supposed to be wearing this type of shit. You ain't $1 million flexing and $1 billion, like, you're not on that type of time. So, like, you gotta have safety for your children. That's fucking stupid. I would never send my son to school with some Cartier prescription glasses. That's
I mean, shit. And that's like thinking on the fly like this, man. I can't come up with a great understanding of what to teach my kids as in going to school. I mean, I'll just tell them, hey, you have to be with the average people, right? Because they don't get looked at to a certain extent, right? Like if you're above the average, people are looking at you. And if you're sub-average, right? That people fuck with you because you don't have shit. So you have to play in the middle of the field to where you kind of blend. That's the best thing I can tell you. But overall, right, what I can say is put your kids in fucking better schools. I mean, the fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's what
you have to determine and put your, well, get your kids educated enough to where they can go to better schools, because a lot of us as parents, we don't do our due diligence in preparing our kids, and then when they go to the worst fucking school in the fucking city and get in there constantly in some shit, then we're wondering why. So I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, overall, it's the fucking parents to begin with, because whoever fucking kid that was that killed a kid for the glasses obviously weren't parented correctly, right? They're just a fucking piece of shit ass kid, I'm being honest. I mean, that's all I can say. But it's the parents' fault at the end of the day, because they didn't teach their kids to let people live, because motherfucker has some Cartier glasses, you're gonna go kill him for it. And their prescription.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like they don't live in fucking Malibu. You don't fucking live in Malibu where you can just go do shit like that. Like, if they killing kids by Cardis, you in a poor neighborhood, or you're not in the right neighborhood. You know, you're not supposed to do that shit in them type of neighborhoods. And you should know as a parent.
I think, man, if your kid is in school and they're not fucking behaved, I think that's a parent's fault. At the end of the day, so the parents should fucking do some time with that kid, at least a little bit.
So I'm gonna be real, man.
Like, again, that's just my take on.
For me, this one kind of hit me in the chest, right? And the reason why it did is because there's a deeper conversation, right? So growing up, and it's not me tooting my own horn and no shit like that, but I used to be a little bit smarter than the kids that were around me. Unfortunately, it was a situation where, you know, if you act too smart, motherfuckers will start making fun of you, and you have to pretty much dim your light in order to be accepted amongst the group. My issue with that is I don't feel like my kids should ever have to dim their light or fucking not excel or just be who they actually are for the people that are around them. I think my kids should be able to do whatever the fuck they want to do. They should be able to wear whatever they want to wear. And if something happens to my kid, it's not their fucking fault. However, comma, being from where we're from, you know for a fact you can't wear certain shit. You can't do certain shit. You can't walk around in certain areas. And that's a problem in the community as a whole. Unfortunately, that young man was killed for no fucking reason. I don't give a fuck. I don't care how you word it, how you phrase it, how motherfuckers want to play it off. That little boy was killed for nothing.
And we fully agree with you. But what we're saying is at some point you have to be adaptive, right? Like you're saying, you don't want your kid to dim their life for nobody, right? They don't have to, but that comes with a cost when you're sending your kids to a school where these other parents didn't parent their kid correctly. That's all I'm saying, right? So, yes, everybody would want that you can send your kid to school and they can be their authentic self, right? Without fucking being a jerk to other kids. That's what everybody wants for their kids, but reality states that's not the case. It's just not. You know what I mean?
I mean, no, I'm trying.
But in reality of it, I can't even blame the parents too much, because shit, bad kids migrate wherever. So it might have been another bad kid in a good neighborhood. I can't really speak on that.
Yeah. And it's like I'm saying, if everyone parented their kids, right, which is never gonna, I'm being honest with you, it's just not gonna happen. Some parents don't have time to parent their kid because they gotta pay bills.
Yeah, facts though. I wanna know how was he killed though. I wanna know, like, was it like a fucking, give me the glasses? And he probably was like, no. You know, like, I can't see him, like, oh, give me the glasses. Pop, still popping, you know. I don't know I don't know. But that's unfortunate still. This shit crazy. This world we live in is fucking crazy.
Hey, so
they getting killed over Jordans too. Somebody just got killed by a pair of fives.
So check this out.
I know. That's crazy.
If your kid was like worked their ass off, they got good grades, they did all the right things, they begged you for this pair of glasses, you telling me you're not gonna get them the glasses because other kids, don't like will look at them a certain way. And yes, I completely agree, right? My kid's life is worth so much more than just a pair of fucking glasses, right? But my big thing, and I hear what y'all are saying, but it's like, I don't know, man. It just, it makes me angry.
At the end of the day, hey, at the end of the day, okay, let's break it down. These are kids. You're sending thousands of dollars on a child, somebody that can't even fucking defend themselves. That's not smart. That's never smart. And I don't give a fuck how much money you get. That's not smart. Like I said, that's not smart. That's not smart. I wouldn't do it. And I, as I'm thinking, as I'm learning, like, it ain't even about the money or what you want your kids to wear. If they ain't in private school or no shit like that, I'm not doing it. It just don't make sense. Like, that don't make sense to me. I'm not putting my kid life in danger because of what they want to wear. Like, I break it down to them. Like, you can wear these when you out with me. Or you get, you know, these are schools, these are school glasses, and these are out glasses. Like, it just, it worked different. Even though the kids gonna do what they want to do, them motherfucking kids hard headed because I was, but.
But that's what I'm saying, man. You have to sacrifice your kids. Just like me, I'm looking into that right now, as in with my daughter. Her daycare, well, the school that she's about to go to in our community, that it's a lot of money, but it's $1,800 a month. It's $1,800 a month for her to go to school. And guess what? I'm going to sacrifice that, right? Because now you don't, because most bad kids, their parents not going to fucking put forth that money to send them to that kind of school. So I'm just going to have to sacrifice that regardless, right? It's going to put me in a hole, but where I'm dropping her off at school and I'm picking her up, because once I retire, I'm not planning on working for nobody. You know what I mean?
I understand that. I understand where you coming from. Like, I got an aunt, little cousin, my uncles and stuff. They paid for it, his schooling. I think it was like $3,200, $4,000 a month. Did he come out the best child? No. So like, I'm not saying it like that because they might be watching it. But like, you know, certain some stuff happens for certain reasons. Like, God do shit for some. He just do stuff in mysterious ways. That's how I'm saying. Like,
no, facts is facts. It don't mean that you go to that school, you're going to come out as somebody. But what you're getting is your kid can be who they are, right? And they don't have to go to school every day, worrying about somebody whooping their ass every day. You know what I mean? Or getting jumped by somebody. Like, you know, I'm quite sure y'all came up the same way I did. Like, every day could be a fucking crash out day. Somebody might fucking do
something. Every day was a crash out day. No, for real.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You remember how that shit feel? Like, I don't try to put my kids through no shit like that. That's like, crazy.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. It's scary too, because I don't want to put my kids in a situation like that.
Nah, and that it's a shame. Like, yeah. I said, it's just like I said. I mean, the world will never be the ideal world for what I'm thinking. So yes, y'all are absolutely right. I just wish it wasn't that way. You know. Because like I said, too often do kids, they have to dim their light. They have to be less than what they are because of other people. But yeah, man, that's all I got to say. The biggest thing is for me, and going back to the rules that I got for my kids that they were ever robbed, right? So if I give them something expensive, even something that's not even necessarily that expensive, right? Just tell them straight up, like, this shit is not worth your life. Just have that conversation with them. Like, if somebody pull a gun out on you, they say they want what you got, and take the stuff off. Don't have an ego about it. Shut the fuck up, and we'll buy you some other shit. I would much rather you come home than for you to go ahead and try to fight for your stuff, and you get killed over it.
That's actually a good survival strategy, man. And that's what I'm saying. I learned that late in my life, and I tell people that shit to this day. Like, if somebody come pull up on me and say they want everything I got, they getting it. That shit is all recoupable. Like, I don't give a fuck who they do it in front of. Take whatever the fuck you want. You want my debit card? I'll even walk you over there and punch the pin in for you. Listen, whatever you want, because all that shit is recoupable. You can't get your life back. See what I'm saying? Can't hit that respawn button.
Man, you got some tough-ass niggas be like, show me. You got to show me. That's a scary sight, because you don't know who on the other end of the barrel.
That's what I'm saying, man. You pull a gun out on me, you getting whatever the fuck you want.
That's for sure the rule to tell the kids.
Yeah. And you call me all types of bitches. especially in the comments and all y'all be. I'm giving it to you. So you see me in the streets, you can pull out a fucking water gun. Getting it to you. Shit.
That's going to be the title of this episode, Water Guns. Hey, man, what y'all got to say to the people?
Hey, man, I'm just going to, it's just one thing that stuck out with me, man. Like, listen, the man want pizza, man. Get a man fucking pizza and not that old ass pussy.
What you man, got? During any robbery, give it up. Money up. You know what I'm saying? Man, we covered a lot real quick. Yeah, that's. Yeah. Yeah, everybody stay blessed, man. And yeah, live your life.
Got you. Hey, man, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to everybody that's watching. I appreciate it. I know we don't get many views, but the views that we get, I am so grateful for. And I know these guys are also grateful for them. Just I want to say thank you to Pat. Thank you to B. Thank you to Mac. I appreciate y'all guys showing up just like y'all do every single fucking week. Thank you to my wife. Thank you to my kids for being quiet. I'm grateful, man. I'm humbled that I get to do this for another week. And lastly, man, your life is worth so much more than what we like to place a merit on in our community, right? At the end of the day, like if somebody get down on you, like we were just talking about before, right? And you gotta, like, they get the gun on you, you gotta go ahead and you gotta give it up. Also, you shouldn't have to die over friendships, right? That frat shit is weird. Y'all need to cut that shit the fuck out. All right, and this has been another episode of We're Not Experts podcast. We out. Peace.